On today's show, GM does well in China, but Chevy takes a pounding. Bosch shows off its autonomous parking technology, and we identify this mystery car. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for June 3rd of 2016. New products are what the car business is all about. That's what brings customers into the showrooms, so it's critically important to keep up with what's new in the market. And Audi just introduced the all-new versions of the A5 and S5 coupes. As you can see, the styling is similar to the previous model, but it evolved, especially in the front end. The more dramatic differences are under the skin. The coupes are built on an all-new chassis, and thanks to the use of lightweight materials, are up to 132 pounds lighter. The A5 coupe will launch in Germany with 5 engines, 2 gasoline and 3 diesels. The S5 comes with a 3-liter turbo V6 gasoline engine. The engines can be mated to a 6-speed manual or 7 and 8-speed automatics, depending on the setup. It's also available with a range of new infotainment and safety features. The A5 coupe hits European showrooms this fall. You know, Takata's most recent round of airbag recalls involved some 2.5 million vehicles in the U.S. But now the epidemic has spread to motorcycles. Honda is recalling its Goldwing motorcycles from 2006 through 2010. Like they did with the cars, they're only recalling bikes from high humidity areas. But we expect the recall to expand to all areas sometime down the road. GM posted strong sales in China in May, but its Chevrolet brand is taking a pounding. GM has 5 brands in China, and here's how they stack up sales-wise. Its leading brand is Wuling, which mostly makes small, inexpensive vans, and which saw its sales fall 5%. Buick is GM's next biggest selling brand, and its sales are red hot, up 61%. Baojun is a China-only brand that GM developed because the Chinese government is forcing foreign companies to come out with brands and cars developed completely in China. Baojun sales shot up 80% last month, and it rocketed past the Chevrolet brand, which dropped by 24%. No doubt Baojun is eating into Chevy. Cadillac also had a very good month, with sales up 30%. Put it all together, and GM sold 295,000 vehicles in China last month, compared to 240,000 in the U.S. market. And coming up next, want your car to park autonomously? Bosch has an app for that.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
A number of racetracks in the U.S. have already adopted Safer Barriers, which stands for Steel and Foam Energy Reduction. And this weekend, Le Mans will do the same. The iconic track will see the barrier technology implemented on the high-speed Porsche curves. In 2013, Alan Simonson was killed in a crash at the 24 Hours of Le Mans when his Aston Martin crashed heavily. You know, it seems like every time you turn around, there's another story about autonomy. Yesterday, Bosch showed off its autonomous parking technology. You teach the system how you want it to park by activating an app on your phone, then driving your car into a garage. That's all it takes. Now the car can back out of the garage on its own, though you have to keep a finger on the app at all times. The next time you want the car to park automatically, you put the car in neutral, set the parking brake, and get out of the car. You have to keep a finger on the app at all times, but now the car will park on its own. If there are any obstacles in the way, the car will steer around them only if it requires a slight amount of steering. Otherwise, it will come to a stop. Bosch says parking accounts for 13% of all accidents and that it expects to have this technology market ready by 2019. Yesterday, we teased this sleek-looking sports car. Many people thought it was Italian, but a number of you astutely noted it's actually German. It's an Opel Bitter CD. The car was the brainchild of German race car driver Eric Bitter. The bodywork was done by Bauer, and it rides on an Opel Diplomat chassis. While some say CD stands for Coupe Diplomat, people involved in the project say it was for coefficient of drag. The car originally featured a GM small block V8, and for cooling purposes, it got marine heads and custom exhaust headers. Today it has a 350 horsepower GM crate engine. The design of the Bitter CD has a bit of an interesting story. One of the original designers, Dick Ruzin, and current owner of this car, tells me that the design stemmed from a sketch he made of a sports car for Buick that was based off a Chevy Vega. It was later combined with features from the Maserati Ghibli and De Tomaso Mangusta to form the car you see today. But if you'd like to learn more about the Opel Bitter CD, I'll post a video later today on our website and YouTube channel. But if you'd like to see the car in person, it will be on display Father's Day, June 19th, at the Izon Design Car Show in Grosse Pointe, Michigan. Coming up next, a look at how Chinese car buyers are different from other car buyers around the world.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Less than a decade ago, Chinese auto designs were either copies of other major brands or just plain ugly. But the car makers there realized that they needed to change in order to expand globally, so they turned to Western designers to help create competitive designs. On Autoline this week, we're joined by the heads of design at Geely, Chery, and GM Shanghai. In the following clip, they discuss the differences in features customers prefer in the West and China.
I was used to in the U.S., the back seat or the second row of a vehicle was you put seats there and seat belts and maybe an air vent, and that was about it. But here, and it depends on the segment, and things are changing, but a lot of folks would hire a driver with their vehicle. And so you really had to pay attention to the second row because that's where the owner sat and spent his or her time. So you put a lot more features there, a lot more attention to detail than we would typically in a Western market.
But the other reason for that is there's one, the business side, where, yes, the owner sits in the back. But also in China, the extended family is very important. And there's mom and dad perhaps in the front and little one in the back. And grandma and grandpa have to have the nice seat, the comfy chair. So that's another reason why the rear is especially important in Chinese cars.
So it's more than just adding some knee room then. You're saying you're adding a lot more?
We find as well as the color material plays a huge role in that, because from a cultural point of view, it's very different than the West. And it's quite interesting. You see a lot of the Western brands, even the premium brands, really catering towards the Chinese market with light interiors and red stitch lines and things like that, that also have symbolism in China.
Symbolism such as what?
Well, for example, red, as I understand, I'm not Chinese, but red symbolizes luck. Yeah. So that's where you see a lot of red. Chery adopts this as one of our mainstay colors for the show. So there's symbolism in a lot of these things that the Chinese designers help educate us about. And we make very sure when it comes to cultural things, we really rely on the Chinese designers to give us the input.
Yeah.
There's a lot more great design insight in that show, and you can watch the entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can look for it on our YouTube channel. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.